Thank you and good morning. The Pacific Gas and Electric Power Outage map is a lot less cluttered this morning than it was yesterday afternoon, and the map shows two small outages in the area, one affecting about 85 customers near Ferndale, and the second in and around Leggett, affecting some 350 or so. The wind and the rain are forecasted to continue through tonight into Friday morning, with accumulations of between a quarter to half an inch of rain along the coast. Another cold winter storm system is forecasted to follow tomorrow, and we could also see hail, thunder, and lightning today. The snow level is expected to drop to 3,000 feet, and that will affect Highway 299, and a hazardous winter weather warning has been issued for communities to the east. Motorists could run into snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches while crossing mountain passes. Drivers are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. Road conditions will be impacted by the weather, and road closures and detours are a possibility. Humboldt Bay is going to be the subject of a lot of meetings in the coming months, and the City of Arcata kicks things off with a discussion on the water quality in the bay on Friday night at the Arcata Marsh Interpretive Center. On Tuesday, February 23rd, from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Warfinger Building in Eureka, the county will host a workshop to discuss changing how properties around the bay can be used, along with changes to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan and coastal zoning regulations. Humboldt Bay Harbor Commissioner Richard Marks wrote in an editorial for the Mad River Union that the county is looking at amending the coastal designated industrial regulations to allow the Harbor District to lease unused properties to local businesses. Marks said that there are unused warehouses and shop spaces that can be put to use for economic development, and that changing the way bayside properties can be used is vital for the regional economy. This evening at 6 o'clock, residents in the eastern part of the county will have the opportunity to provide feedback as Sheriff Mike Downey holds a public meeting at the VFW Hall on Kitmu Road in Willow Creek. The meeting will involve the sheriff and his command staff, and they will discuss the increased law enforcement presence in the area, along with other topics related to law enforcement in eastern Humboldt. This is one of two meetings that will be held over the next week, with the next scheduled to be held in Hoopa next Thursday. In November of 2014, a record low number of registered California voters went to the polls to cast a ballot. That went for the June primaries as well as the general election, and the Public Policy Polling Institute has released the details of its study into why. Despite the fact that voter registration has remained fairly constant, just over 17 million of an eligible 24 million, polling found that a lack of trust with government was the top reason for not registering to vote. The vast majority of those polled say low voter turnout is a major problem, and they overwhelmingly support a universal vote-by-mail system as well as automatic voter registration, and that stretches across party lines. Respondents to the survey also said that a lack of time and a lack of interest were the biggest factors in not voting in elections. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Among a list of high-priority decisions the Board of Supervisors will make in the coming weeks and months is the decision to hire a new Chief Administrative Officer to run the day-to-day business of the county following the resignation of Phil Smith Haynes. Supervisor Virginia Bass said on Talk Shop on Wednesday that the Board and staff are working full-time on finding the best person for the job and that dozens of interested candidates will be considered.
It's nice to have some county government, like a CIO position. It's not necessary. You know, I think part of it is working well with other people. We have excellent candidates who work for the county already. We've actually called internal candidates that know the lay of the land. They understand the process. They know the challenges that we're going through. And then sometimes, you know, you look at, well, can someone bring something in from the outside that might be a different perspective?
Bass said that the CAO's job is a unique one and that having someone familiar with the county is a bonus but not a requirement, and that any decision on a final hire is still a ways off.
You want to look as far and wide as you can. Certainly, I think someone that we already know would be wonderful, but I don't have my mind made up, put it that way. We haven't had opportunity to talk to folks, and while certainly I think the inside knowledge is very good, definitely want to keep my eyes open to see what others might bring forward.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Supervisor Virginia Bass by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.